طيب الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise is due to Allah, and we ask Allah to exalt the mention and to grant peace and send His peace and His blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his companions and all those who follow them on their righteous path until the day of judgment. Continuing with Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah al-Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, we had been dealing with the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, because we said that there are some Muslims who deny that, particularly Al-Asha'ira. Al-Asha'ira, which is a denomination of Islam that has deviated in terms of Aqidah, because you know some people deviate in manhaj methodology, some people deviate in other things. This is in terms of Aqidah, particularly the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh went on to say that we can establish, improve, the affirm the quality of mercy from five sources. Maybe one of you will be able to aid us here. What are the five sources that we can use to prove that Allah is merciful?
Quran.
All Quran, Kitab,
Sunnah,
the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallam.
The actions of
Allah. Ijma', consensus. Two more. Oh, actually four. One more. Sorry. Usually in the other one there's another one, but this one is only four. One more.
Aql, intellect.
So there are four ways we can prove that Allah is merciful: the Quran, the Sunnah, al-Ijma', the consensus of the Sahaba, wal-Aql, and intellect, or you know the person's ability to think. Then the Shaykh will elaborate. فَأَمَّا الْكِتَابِ فَجَاءَ بِهِ إِثْبَاتَ الرَّحْمَةَ عَلَى وُجُوهٍ مُتَنَوِّعَةٍ. As for the book, the rahmah of Allah has been affirmed in a number of ways. تَارَةً بِالْإِسْمِ قَقَوْلِهِ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. At times by the name of Allah, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, and He is the all-forgiven, the most merciful. So here, الرحيم. This was Surah Yunus, verse 107. وَتَارَةً بِالصِّفَةِ, at times with the attribute or the quality. فَقَوْلِهِ وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ, and your Lord is the oft-forgiving, possessor of mercy. ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ, the one who owns mercy, the merciful. ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ here is a sifa, versus الرَّحِيمُ, which is a name that contains the sifa as well. The sifa دَخِلَ فِيهَا, but ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ is more particular. The owner of mercy. وَتَارَةً بِالْفِعْلِ, and at times through action. قَقَوْلِهِ يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْحَمُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You following me? So at times it's the name, الرحيم. At times it's the quality, ذو الرحمة. At times it's the action of mercy. يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, He punishes whomever He wills. وَيَرْحَمُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, and He shows mercy to whomever He wills. Or He's merciful to whomever He wills. وَتَارَةً بِاسْمِ التَّفْضِيلِ كَقَوْلِهِ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِمِينَ, and at times in the ultimate superlative, you know, superlative, better, best, greater, greatest. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِمِينَ, this is, and He is the most merciful of those who have mercy. So in these four ways, it has been proven that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the merciful. The name, the attribute, the name, the attribute, then the action of mercy, and then lastly, by the superlative form of the language, which is Ismu Tafdeel. So all these confirm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim. People still deny that. And وَبِمِثْلِ هَذِهِ الْوُجُوهِ جَاءَتِ السُنَّةُ. Similarly, in this fashion, the Sunnah also brought evidences, like the same, the action and the fi'l and what have you. Now, so we've dealt with the Kitab and the Sunnah. وَأَمَّا الْأَدِلَّةُ الْعَقْلِيَّةُ عَلَى ثُبُوتِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, أو عفوا على ثبوت الرحمة لله تعالى, فمنها ما نرى من الخيرات الكثيرة التي تحصل بأمر الله عز وجل, ومنها ما نرى من النقم الكثيرة التي تندفع بأمر الله, كله دال على إثبات الرحمة عقلا. As for the intellectual evidences, that affirm the quality of mercy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is whatever we see from the abundance of goodness that we see in our lives, that we know is by the command of Allah. All the goodness that we see in this life is by the command of Allah. Similarly, what we see from afflictions and calamities being removed and hardship being alleviated by the will of Allah. Again, these are all an indication intellectually that Allah is merciful. Because we know, who created the heavens and the earth? Allah. Who controls everything? So anything that happens is mercy from Allah. Right or wrong? So when you experience a form of mercy, that's an indication intellectually that this mercy from Allah, because it's all under the control of Allah. Right or wrong? And if some calamity is removed from you or alleviated, then we can say the same thing. It is all from the mercy of Allah. فَالنَّاسُ فِي جَدْبٍ وَفِي قَحَطٍ الْأَرْضُ مُجْدِبًا وَالسَّمَاءُ قَاحِطًا لا مطر ولا نبات فينزل الله المطر وتنبت الأرض وتشبع الأنعام ويسقي الناس وتنبت الأرض أو عفوا فينزل الله المطر وتنبت الأرض أيوة وتشبع الأنعام ويسقي الناس. طيب, you will see the earth barren, no vegetation growing, and you will see there's drought in the skies, no rain coming down. So there's no rain, no vegetation. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the rain thereof. So you see the earth growing vegetation. Then you see the cattle drinking and, you know, quenching their thirst. You know, cows and camels and horses, whatever was thirsty during that time due to the drought. وَيَسْكِ النَّاسِ, and then the people also receive their own, thirst quencher. حتى العميل الذي لم يدرس لو سألته وقلت هذا من أي شيء فسيقول هذا من رحمة الله ولا يشك أحد في هذا أبدا. He says even the layman, the illiterate person who doesn't know anything, if you told him, يا أخي, what is this from? Where is this from? He would say, this is from the mercy of Allah. This rain and this change of affairs, عليكم السلام, is from the mercy of Allah. And no one will ever doubt that. فرحمة الله تعالى عز وجل ثابتة بالدليل السمعي والدليل العقلي. So then the mercy of Allah سبحانه وتعالى is established both through textual evidences and intellectual evidences. Both of them confirm that. وأنكر الأشاعرة وغيرهم من أهل التعطيل أن يكون لله تعالى أن يكون الله تعالى متصفا بالرحمة. The Ash'arites, as they call them, and those who are of their caliber, from among Ahl al-Ta'til, meaning the people of denying. Ta'til is denying the names and attributes of Allah. There are many of them. Ash'ara and others are amongst them. They denied that Allah could be possessing the quality or the attribute of mercy. قالوا لأن العقل لم يدل عليها. Because they said, the intellect does not confirm that. You know, the mind does not indicate that Allah is merciful. وثانيا, and then secondly, they said, لأن الرحمة رقة وضعف وتطامن للمرحوم وهذا لا يليق بالله عز وجل. Secondly, they said, mercy is tenderness, it's weakness, and it is, you know, showing sympathy to the one who's receiving mercy, and this is not befitting to Allah. They said this does not befit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لأن الله أعظم من أن يرحم بالمعنى الذي هو رحمة. Because Allah is greater than that, to show mercy in the sense of showing mercy. Allah musta'an. ولا يمكن أن يكون لله رحمة. There is no way that Allah may have mercy. This is their belief system, and they exist today. This is not something that was back in the day. These people exist today, and there are many different denominations among Muslims who are not among Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. They carry the Ash'ari belief system. This is very common. Actually, in some of the countries, this is the one that they teach in their schools. If you were to join an Islamic university, not in the school, in the school, in school, high school, junior high, and middle school, they don't even teach any Islam in most of the countries. Alhamdulillah, this is different here. And if they do teach, where do they teach them in university if you take that as your major? And if you take that as your major, they will teach you the Ash'ari belief system, which believe in seven attributes of Allah, deny the rest of them, and among them is that they say Allah is not merciful. And so Allah musta'an. نعم. وقالوا المراد بالرحمة إرادة الإحسان أو الإحسان نفسه. They said what is intended with by mercy is the intent to do good or goodness itself. يعني mercy means goodness and not mercy. أي إما النعم أو إرادة النعم or either bounties or intending to be bountiful. So either way, they said that it does not mean mercy in the sense that we know. The sense that we know where a mother is merciful to her child, you know that mercy? No, they said mercy is either bounties from Allah or intent of goodness from Allah. But no mercy can be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فتأمل الآن كيف سلبوا هذه الصفة العظيمة التي كل مؤمن يرجوها ويأملها. كل إنسان لو سألته ماذا تريد قال أريد رحمة الله.
He says now reflect and ponder how they deprived Allah of this great quality. That quality that every believer hopes for and is looking forward to. If you ask any person, what do you wish for? What do you desire? He will say, I want the mercy of Allah. Anyone, even the kuffar. But they go through the wrong path to get that. Allah says, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Verily, Allah's mercy is near the good doers. It is close to the good doers.
أنكروا هذا قالوا لا يمكن أن يوصف الله بالرحمة.
So then the Ash'ari said, we negate that, we deny that. Allah cannot be described as having mercy. Okay, you cannot say that Allah is Rahim.
The Shaykh said, Rahimahullah, ونحن نرد عليهم قولهم من وجهين بالتسليم والمنع.
We will refute their statement in two different ways. The first one is taslim, which is basically agreeing for the sake of arguing, for the sake of the arguing, يعني not really because you agree, but just to try to get across a particular point. And second, manع, prevention.
التسليم أن نقول هب أن العقل لا يدل عليها.
As for just for the sake of arguing, let's say that the mind does not indicate mercy. Let's agree with you. We're going to agree with you just for the sake of whatever.
ولكن السمع دل عليها.
But the textual evidences indicates that. Let's disregard our mind. Your mind doesn't believe that there's mercy. ما في مشكلة. But now we have an ayat, an ahadith from the Quran and the Sunnah that indicate that.
فتثبت بدليل آخر.
So it is affirmed through another evidence, not necessarily the one that deals with intellect. No intellectual evidence, ما في مشكلة. Textual evidences.
والقاعدة العامة عند جميع العقلاء أن انتفاء الدليل المعين لا يستلزم انتفاء الدليل لا يستلزم انتفاء المدلول.
And the principle that is agreed upon amongst all intellectuals, anyone who has a brain that functions, is not feeble-minded, is that the absence of a particular evidence does not necessitate the absence of what that evidence indicates. يعني, let me give you an example. There's a thief, okay, and that thief was caught stealing through one of these cameras, you know, the security cameras, okay. But usually, in order to affirm theft, there must be, for example, we're not speaking about the Islamic law now, we're speaking about some other country. There must be some eyewitness, okay, some eyewitness, not a camera. If we're unable to bring an eyewitness, which is a particular evidence, does that mean that what the man did, it didn't exist? Does that mean that he didn't steal because we were not able to bring one? No. We have other means to prove that this man did steal. So the absence of a particular evidence does not necessitate the absence of what it indicates. You see the analogy? I hope so. طيب.
لأنه قد يثبت بدليل آخر.
This may be affirmed through another textual evidence.
فهب أن الرحمة لم تثبت بالعقل.
Let's assume, compromise with you, that رحمة is not indicated, is not affirmed through intellect.
لكن ثبتت بالسمع,
but it is indicated through textual evidence. Now, I've explained this before for those who are coming for the first time. سمع usually means hearing. And the ulama, when they deal with these things, they call the textual evidences al-adilla sam'iyya, because originally they were heard through the speech of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran and the Sunnah were heard; they were vocal, they were audio. They were not necessarily in the beginning written down. Some of them wrote some of the ayat, some of them wrote some of the narrations. But it's called textual evidence because it is used through the hearing usually, because you may be blind, right, and you may be mute. And so you can still hear that. So that's why it's called sam'iyya. So when you hear me say sam', we're not dealing with hearing only, we're dealing textual evidences that you attain through means of hearing. وَكَمْ مِنْ أَشْيَاءٍ ثَبَتَتْ بِأَدِلَّةٍ كَثِيرًا. And how often are things proven through other evidences, even if you don't want that, you don't have the one that you are necessarily anticipating. طيب, this is the first, which is التسليم, compromising for the sake of argument. أَمَّا الْمَنَعِ, as for rejection. فَنَقُولُ إِنَّ قَوْلَكُمْ إِنَّ الْعَقْلَ لَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى الرَّحْمَةِ قَوْلٌ بَاطِلٌ. We say to you, your claim that intellect does not indicate mercy is a false claim. It's a false statement. بَلْ الْعَقْلُ يَدُلُّ عَلَى الرَّحْمَةِ فِيهَا بَلْ الْعَقْلُ يَدُلُّ عَلَى الرَّحْمَةِ فَهَذِهِ النِّعَمُ الْمَشْهُودَةُ وَالْمَسْمُوعَةُ وَهَذِهِ النِّقَمُ الْمَدْفُوعَةُ مَا سَبَبُهَا. The Shaykh said, nay, rather the mind indicates the mercy, indicates this mercy. Look at the ni'am, the bounties that are witnessed, mashhuda, wal masmu'a, the ones that you hear. So something that you observe, or something that you hear happening to some Muslims elsewhere. It doesn't have to be something that you have, you're an eyewitness for. وَهَذِهِ النِّقَمُ الْمَدْفُوعَةُ. And similarly, calamities and difficulties have been alleviated and removed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا سَبَبُهَا, what is the reason behind that? إِنَّ سَبَبَهَا الرَّحْمَةُ بِلَا شَكْ. The reason behind that is mercy, without a doubt. It's mercy, there's nothing else. Intellectually, how else can it go away? Except the mercy of Allah that allowed it to go away, and it's the mercy of Allah that gave the people the bounties that they have. وَلَوْ كَانَ اللَّهُ لَا يَرْحَمُ الْعِبَادِ مَا أَعْطَاهُمْ النِّعَمُ وَلَا دَفَعَ عَنْهُمُ النِّقَمُ. Had Allah not shown mercy to His slaves, He would have never given them any bounties and never removed any difficulties. Everything would be problematic. You would never be living a good life. Alhamdulillah, we are living a good life to some extent, at least in our financial, at least to say, يعني our iman, we may have some problems, but we're surviving. Unlike some people now who don't have a meal to eat. One meal a day, as one brother Zallah Khan sent us an email. Some of our Muslim brothers hardly find one meal to eat per day. And you know, we stand, you know, behind that maybe al-baik, behind the menu looking, wallah, let me see today what I feel like, have fish, having this burger, having this chicken. You know, we have many options. So we're alright. And it's from, you know, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's given us these bounties. It is not something that we get independently. وَهَذَا أَمْرٌ مَشْهُودٌ. This is something that is witnessed. It's something that, you know, you could see, you could experience. يَشْهَدُ بِهِ الْخَاصُ وَالْعَامُ. Everything, the general and the specific evidences indicate that. وَالْعَمِّي فِي دُكَانِهِ أَوْ سُوقِهِ يَعْرِفَ أَنَّ هَذِهِ نِعْمٌ مِنْ أَثَارِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Even the layman who works, the employee working at his store, you know, or is in his marketplace, he knows that all these are from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نعم.
والعجيب أن هؤلاء القوم أثبتوا صفة الإرادة عن طريق التخصيص. قالوا الإرادة ثابتة لله تعالى بالسمع والعقل. بالسمع واضح وبالعقل لأن التخصيص يدل على الإرادة.
He said, what is amazing about these people? Who is he speaking about? الأشاعرة. Is that they affirm the attribute of intent, irada, for Allah through means of specification. They say, excuse me, al-irada thabitatun lillahi ta'ala bis-sam'i wal-aql. The intent of Allah is established through textual evidences and through intellect, that Allah has an intent. As for the textual evidence, it's obvious. Yuridu Allahu bikum al-yusra, Allah wants ease for you. Right? And you know, يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Many verses in the Quran. وَبِالْعَقْلِ, they said, لِأَنَّ التَّخْصِيصَ يَدُلُ عَلَى الْإِرَادَةِ. Because the fact that everything has been specified, it has a specific nature, is an indication that that intent of Allah was of that nature as well. وَمَعْنَى التَّخْصِيصِ, the Shaykh will elaborate. وَمَعْنَى التَّخْصِيصِ يعني تَخْصِيصُ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ بِمَا هِيَ عَلَيْهِ يَدُلُ عَلَى الْإِرَادَةِ. What that means, the very reality or nature of the, for example, the creation, is an indication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had intended something particular. كَوْنَ هَذِهِ السَّمَاءِ سَمَاءِ. The fact that the heavens is a heaven. وَهَذِهِ الْأَرْضُ أَرْضًا. And this earth is a earth. وَهَذِهِ النُّجُومُ وَهَذِهِ الشَّمْسِ. And the stars and the sun and what have you. هَذِهِ مُخْتَلِفَةٌ بِسَبَبِ الْإِرَادَةِ. They are different, right? They vary because the intent is different. Right? Allah intended for the heaven to be so there was a heaven, for an earth to be so there was an earth, and so forth, so on and so forth. أراد الله أن تكون السماء سماء فكانت وأن تكون الأرض أرضا فكانت والنجم نجما فكان وهكذا. So everything you see is because Allah willed it to be in this particular condition. نقول لهم قالوا فالتقصيص يدل على الإرادة لأنه لولا الإرادة لكان الكل شيئا واحدا. So they said this specification entails or indicates that there is a specific intent. Otherwise, if there wasn't, then everything would be one. Right? There will be no distinction between the creation. Everything will be one because the will is one. So the fact that we have different creation means we have different wills. Allah willed or intended to have heavens, so the heavens were the ard, and the ard was the stars and what have you. So the Shaykh says, فَنَقُولْ لَهُمْ يَا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. We say to them, how free Allah is from any imperfection, the glorious, the great. هذا الدليل على الإرادة بالنسبة لدلالة النعم على الرحمة أضعف وأخفى من دلالة النعم على الرحمة. He said, this evidence that you are using, dealing with this specific kind of intent, dealing with the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is weaker and harder to notice than that which deals with the mercy. لأن دلالة النعم على الرحمة يستوي في علم العام والخاص. Because the fact that when you see bounty, you automatically understand that this is mercy from Allah. Everyone understand that. This people who are qualified, the people of experience in that field, and the general person, once they see a bounty, they say it's a mercy from Allah. If you're standing outside and it rains, what do you feel? Alhamdulillah. It's mercy from Allah. Anyone will know that. ودلالة التخصيص على الإرادة لا يعرفها إلا الخاص من طلبة العلم. As for this idea of the intent, يعني دران أدسري, he said no one knows this except يعني specific people among the students of knowledge. And the biggest evidence is that probably you're hearing this for the first time, right or wrong? We're hearing this kind of, we never thought of this before, that the fact that there's more than one intent because there's more than one creation. We never thought of that. So he said that is only known by specific people among the students of knowledge, يعني the ulama. In this particular case, the average man does not know. But don't we all know that whenever we see rain, it's a mercy from Allah? So how are they using this thing and to prove something, and then this thing that is obvious, they deny that. نعم. فكيف تنكرون ما هو أجلى وتثبتون ما هو أخفى؟ وهل هذا إلا تناقض منكم؟ This is just basically contradiction. You are contradicting yourself. You're trying to prove that Allah has an intent through something very technical, you know, and then the obvious general thing that anyone can relate to, you say, no, we cannot prove that. We cannot affirm that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. This is how the Shaykh rahimahullah dealt with refuting the Asha'ira. As then, what are the practical benefits? وَمَا نَسْتَفِيدُهُ مِنَ النَّاحِيَةِ الْمَسْلَكِيَّةِ فِي هَذِي الْآيَاتِ. What is the practical benefit that me and you may attain through belief in these particular ayat dealing with the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? الْأَمْرُ الْمَسْلَكِيِّ, the practical benefit. هو أن الإنسان ما دام يعرف أن الله تعالى رحيم فسوف يتعلق برحمة الله ويكون منتظرا لها فيحمله هذا الاعتقاد على فعل كل سبب يوصل إلى الرحمة. As long as a human being knows that his Lord is merciful, then he will attach himself to the mercy of Allah and he will be looking forward to it, and that will make him and force him to do everything that will make him reach the mercy of Allah. Anything that will bring about the mercy of Allah, then a person will strive because of his belief in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مثل الإحسان, an example would be إحسان, and we said إحسان is what?
Goodness,
doing good. أيوة, إحسان is goodness. المحسنون or محسن is the good doer. جزاك الله خيرا. نعم. قال الله تعالى في إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين. Verily the mercy of Allah is near the good doers. And another quality is for you to receive the mercy of Allah. First is إحسان. Second is تقوى. قال تعالى ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فسأكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤتون الزكاة والذين هم بآياتنا يؤمنون. And my mercy encompasses everything. I should only grant it to the following. Now, this is the one I wanted to deal with last week. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Now, the other ayah, it says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, that was general. This particular ayah specifies who are those who will be qualified. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, it begins the same way. فسأكتبها. I shall only grant it to, I shall only give it to, I shall only write it to الذين يتقون, those who have taqwa. So that's the first characteristic that you must have to be qualified for the mercy of Allah. Otherwise, with the mercy of Allah, Muslims will enter Jahannam. And with the mercy of Allah, the disbelievers will abide therein eternally. You see? Why? Because they did not travel upon the path that brings about the mercy of Allah. So the mercy of Allah was there, but they didn't have taqwa. وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ. And they يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ, according to the ulama, this has more than one meaning. إِتْيَانِ الزَّكَاةِ, the zakah really means purification. So when you purify yourself from shirk and from sins, this is a form of zakah. And then when it deals with the fiqh and the money, then this is another form of zakah, which is paying the compulsory charity that is due to those who Allah mentioned in the Quran. You see? So yutuna zakah is not only that you pay charity, rather you purify yourself from sins and disobedience and everything of this nature, and you try to be upon the path, hanif, wudu qalbin salim, a possessor of a sound heart. Alaykum salam. Almost done. Now, so then this is what zakah means, purifying oneself. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, and those who believe in our signs, in our verses. So you must be a real believer, along with taqwa, and purify yourself from sins, and do good deeds. Then you will get the mercy of Allah in the ultimate sense. This was Surah Al-A'raf, verse 156. وَالْإِيمَانَ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ أَسْبَابِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. And also belief is a means of attaining the mercy of Allah, because Allah says, and He is ever merciful to the believers. وَكُلَّمَا كَانَ الْإِيمَانُ أَقْوَى كَانَتِ الرَّحْمَةِ إِلَى صَاحِبِهِ أَقْرَبُ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The stronger the iman, the closer you are to the mercy of Allah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.